Today is the last day before Christmas season officially starts, and it's also our nonsense day here at Level 1 News.
And also security, because security and nonsense go oddly together sometimes.
Christmas season, also known as December.
Yeah, well, you know. This is something the Eurotrash can participate in with us.
Did you just assume my winter holiday?
I did assume your winter holiday.
Well, one of the things...
Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate.
Well, you can't just mention one other Christmas holiday and leave them all out.
What's... Is Kwanzaa?
You're showing
favoritism. Kwanzaa's the other one. Are there any others?
Honestly, I don't know. Happy holidays.
The winter solstice? Is that a thing? That's in January, isn't it?
I think so. So, anyway.
But we're going to talk about security news and maybe got to be top five security repeating instances is the not calling them leaky is not accurate. It's uncovered Amazon bucket. People just simply do not protect their buckets.
They're
Amazon
just covered in pigeon poop.
Finally is doing something about it.
Amazon has rolled out a new security feature to prevent accidental S3 data leaks. New settings will prevent accidental S3 bucket leaks if customers take the time to apply them.
But wait a minute. If customers take the time to apply them, they clearly aren't taking the time because they're not putting a password on their buckets. So
all new S3 buckets from this point forward will have this as a default, I think.
No. You have to set this up. So what they're giving you is this settings for this account. And once you set these options, they will be the default on all your new buckets.
Mm.
So you still have to take this step.
But you don't have to think about it when you create a new bucket. Because sometimes creating a bucket, you forget.
It might be the case where in a corporate environment, the person who understands AWS sets this up. And then, you know, the
the developers that can't be bothered to think about things.
The happy-go-lucky managers who are creating the buckets won't accidentally do the things that they're doing. So probably a good idea. But perhaps falling victim to their own meme is Amazon this week as well.
Amazon sent these really cryptic emails to a lot of people that said, hey, we may have accidentally disclosed your name and address, and we fixed it, and it was a bug. And literally, no one could get any more details out of them than that.
Just name and address. No, you know, other details. But it's just a little disturbing because clearly there was a leak, and they're not telling us about it. Isn't that GDPR?
Yeah.
Wouldn't they have to tell us?
I guess it was just in the U.S.
GDPR people could probably get more info, but was it a leaky bucket? Was it a misconfigured security setting? Did they accidentally share information with a third party?
Maybe that's why they did that setting.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, even we got caught. Do something about this. Yeah. Well, if you were, you know, spending time with your family this weekend over Thanksgiving, maybe one of the things that you didn't have time to do that you normally do is, of course, browse the dark web.
As you do.
Because you're away from home. You know, you don't have your setup. Well, bad news, you might be coming back to sites that aren't there anymore.
Popular dark web hosting provider got hacked and the 6,500 sites are down. So, and the provider is still looking for the point of entry. They're basically all the sites are down and they've been down for a while.
There's no backup because part of dark web hosting is no backup, no logging, nothing. So it's just gone. They got database access and just dropped the database, dropped everything. So it doesn't seem like they got into the file system, but he still has no idea how they did it. And it's just a one-man operation.
Hmm.
So, unfortunate. Or, I mean, you know.
Depending on what was there.
In some cases, maybe not so unfortunate. Well, remember the Windows October update?
It was available, and then it was pulled, and then it was available again, then it was pulled, and then I think it's available now.
Had some problems. But the good news is it's back now, and they fixed all the problems, and nothing like that's going to happen again.
Oh, wait. The beta news headline is, and you, Office, after pulling the Windows 10 update, Microsoft does the same thing for Microsoft Office. So it turns out that Microsoft not having enough testers on staff is an actual legit problem.
The October update would delete your files. This one, just a little crashy. So
just a little crashy.
Not so much to worry about.
Yeah, the deleting files bug was pretty big.
They are suggesting if you have installed those, go ahead and uninstall them and wait. Because they have to fix them.
It's going
to
get a new update soon.
Testing round two.
Soon, TM.
And maybe, you know, maybe those people who don't put passwords on their S3 buckets, maybe they're just ahead of the game. Because the future is going to be passwordless.
Well, it's a little misleading. Microsoft now lets you log into Outlook, Skype, Xbox Live, etc. without a password. So if you have a hardware security device, you can use that, plus a PIN, plus your face, or plus some Microsoft Authenticator on your phone, maybe one or two other methods. So if you've got this hardware token, plus one of those other two things, you can use that to log in instead of a full-on password.
Yeah. And they are talking about more and more systems they expect to go this way. Because, of course, your fingerprint, we've seen, clearly not secure, because they had the fingerprint hack from last week.
Yeah.
Your face, well, they've beat that. All these various things, they're convenient, but they're not super secure. But when you add the hardware key, that goes a long way.
This will be a lot of fun for that story about the New York background check on handguns for checking social media. It's like you literally can't log into your social media without the token being present, which I think is probably a good thing.
Well, they're just going to say you get no license till you bring us that key. I mean, they don't have to beat your system. They just tell you you don't get to participate till you give it to us.
Mm. Like they just completely failed the thing. You're like, oh.
It's probably true, but yeah.
Definitely true. they're very particular about who they let have a handgun license in New York. You know what the most important thing about getting a handgun license in New York is? Tens of millions of dollars. Because if you look at the list, it's a public list. It's all celebrities and government. Well, we talked last week that there was a whole new slew of Spectrum Meltdown, and it seems like every week, it seems like it's snowballing.
Yeah.
Like we used to get one a week. Snowballing. Then we get two or three. Last week we got seven. So where does it end?
Linus Torvalds has been looking at the performance hit on Linux, and Spectre and V2 patches and some of the other patches have been rolled back. The patch is causing as much as a 50% drop in performance in some Linux workloads. And these are mitigations that are designed to try to make it so that you can leave hyper-threading enabled, but not really suffer the performance penalty. And so they're just saying, no, just disable hyper-threading if you're that worried about security, because that will have the same effect, and disabling hyper-threading is not as much of a performance penalty as this.
And also, the Spectre Meltdown stuff, as much as it's in the news, we still don't know if anybody's actually used it maliciously.
A nation state certainly can, but criminals, it's a little bit more challenging.
Nation states probably are going to get in one way or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a terrible way to think about it, but it's probably true. So, yeah, the individual user probably... I mean, if you're on, like, some mission-critical CIA computer, you can turn off hyper-threading.
Yeah.
You know? Just wait. Just wait and get it later.
If you're Amazon, it's a little more annoying because all of a sudden your profit margins have shrunk pretty substantially.
Well, that's true. But it's okay because you just take away the bathroom breaks from the workers until you make up.
Squeeze them a little bit more. It's like, I just gave you a raise. You're going to have to learn to pee less.
Don't squeeze me. I'm full of urine.
maybe they just have drains all over the floor and just, you know.
Catheters.
Oh, yeah.
The Amazon basic catheter.
Amazon bought Whole Foods. Now they just need to buy some medical supply company and problem solved.
They probably already have one of those. Well, Ford, the car company, they're not doing so great in terms of car sales. The truck market, that's pretty much all they have left. People, you know, not super into their passenger cars. And do they even have a electric vehicle self-driving contender?
Not that's not vaporware.
So the question is, how is Ford going to make money? And they have a very novel answer.
They're going to use customers' personal data to boost profits. Turns out Ford's got all kinds of information about you because of all these computers in your car. They know where you are, what neighborhoods you're in. They can infer demographics. There's a lot they can do with that data. And advertisers are salivating at getting that kind of individual data.
Well, the most disturbing one he brings up is the financing arm. He's like, we know where you work. We know how much you make. We know all kinds of stuff. Why aren't we using this data? So this was on a conference call, and he was very cavalier about how Ford isn't selling this data aggressively enough to make up the lost sales. And a lot of people reacted, as you might expect, poorly to those statements. And he sort of talked it back and he was like, oh, we respect your privacy, blah, 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 but... It definitely seems like car companies might go toward this whole...
We respect your privacy until we don't, and it can make us money.
Yeah.
Although I still think as the amount of telemetry they gather is probably dwarfed by the amount of telemetry gathered by even more, I would say, modern car companies like Tesla. So if Tesla ever gets in dire financial straits, I worry about that kind of data collected by Tesla as well.
You know, I've been reading about the using the CAN bus and reading that. It turns out OnStar from GM logs your CAN bus.
Oh, wow.
And they'll actually send you a report at the end of the month. And it's like, hey, here's some issues we've found with your car, if they find anything.
So they'll have that in your exact GPS location and time of day. And
remember that new car-to-car communication system that just went in? So they got all that data, too.
Mm.
Direction, speed, and, you know, like all the, like, any kind of telemetry about how you're moving.
So I got to find that SIM card and remove it, huh? That's what you're telling me?
I don't know. It's being uploaded.
I think there's a SIM card buried in that system somewhere. You could take it out, and then the whole thing falls apart.
You might be able to.
Then it literally probably won't start. It's like, I can't see the satellites in head. It won't start. That's why all those cars in The Walking Dead are just stuck on the highways. That they won't start because.
And yet, it's always the newest year's car. It's a curious thing about Walking Dead.
Well, you're right before the fall, everybody was flush with money.
Of course, yeah.
Well, one thing that we already know, of course, about phones is that they're listening, and they're always listening. But it seems like more and more, the technology just keeps getting more interesting and better.
Now, Google and Apple have both denied this is happening, but Factor Daily, I guess, has some more research they've done on that.
Well, this is third-party stuff.
Yeah, and this turns out it's true that Google and Apple are not doing it, but third parties are.
Krista, what do you think about this image
here? I was going to say it's an interesting illustration. Interesting being the operative word.
It's kind of hard to tell that's an ear if you hadn't just read the headline.
It's like they took vector icon illustrations and then put them on this weird gradient background. And then just photoshopped an ear on top of the vector. It's strange.
But this, I'm trying to find the name.
Zapper.
Yeah, Zapper. So Zapper it's not an app. It's more like a library that other apps can use.
Get paid for including it in your app.
Right. Zapper will actually pay you to put Zapper on your popular app. What does Zapper do? Zapper listens and tries to discern what you're up to based on the sounds around you. So, for example, if it hears, like, you know, metal on ceramic clinking and glasses tinkling, hey, you're in a restaurant. Log that. Pay attention to where they are. Hit the GPS, figure out what restaurant they're at. Say they were at a restaurant. If it hears music, like you're in a, you know, store or something, it's like, okay, what radio station are they listening to? What store are they at? Figure all these things out. We can sell this.
Yeah. So it's not like it's sending literally everything to the cloud, but you are giving up a huge amount of information from it being able to detect your circumstances, log that information, and then send that information textually to some service when,
and
you know,
it has
somewhere
to,
else.
It has to be listening a large amount of the time, if not always.
Yeah.
And you're agreeing to this when you're, you know, that 100-page terms.
That free game, not actually free.
Yeah. So think about that when you're installing apps. I'm at the point where I won't install anything.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I can't even use that. No, I'm sorry.
I can compile APKs from source, and that's probably okay. And then sideload them. Pixel Dungeon.
People ask us what we do with our phones. And
I don't.
We just don't, yeah.
Well, you might be able to do that. But what if you do it on a system that has a rootkit?
ZDNet has this new article. There's a new Linux crypto miner that steals your root password and disables your antivirus. So this is bad. As you might imagine, but it's 1,000 lines of shell script, and it's actually pretty good. It's pretty well. It's not great, but it's pretty well put together.
It's feature rich.
If there is a danger that people on your systems are running an out of date WordPress, you need to be worried about this because they can elevate from their sandbox to rooted user to full root with this vulnerability because it's chained vulnerabilities. It tries to get shell access, and then it uses the shell access that it has to exploit those kernel vulnerabilities that your machine has because you haven't rebooted it in the last couple of weeks because there have been some problems in the Linux kernel.
And as soon as it can get write permission, it pulls the rest of itself down.
Which could be anything.
And it uses all of that to get even more stuff. At the heart of it, it's basically trying to get... It's mining. It's mining Monero. Hilariously, it stops and deletes all other Monero mining malware that it finds, which is nice, right? If we could just have that as like a vigilante script.
I've seen that for like WordPress, where like the vigilante script mines Monero and then patches WordPress so that WordPress can't get infected anymore.
But here is the even worse part.
It's terrible.
If it can sniff out SSH keys for other systems that are stored, it will go ahead and introduce itself to those as well, so it's self-replicating.
It's so nice. It's not terrible. It's not nation state, but it's not terrible.
Well, you're saying it's not terrible in terms of how good it was written.
Yeah.
It's very terrible.
Patch those WordPress installations.
Or just don't use WordPress. That would make my job way easier.
Basically, what you're saying is essentially, look at the efficiency he stabs those babies with. That's incredible.
Speaking of things like that, Rowhammer. Rowhammer's back in the news because Rowhammer can now bypass ECC memory protections. This is a little bit of a non-story, I think, but these researchers have demonstrated Rowhammer, which is a classical attack on system memory. Basically, you can write the same pattern to a particular row in memory over and over again and affect adjacent rows in memory. The problem with ECC is that ECC automatically corrects single-bit errors and detects two-bit errors. But with three or more bits, you're not guaranteed to detect that error. And so this thing tries to introduce errors in adjacent memory cells 3 bits at a time in a controlled way so that the error correction routines don't detect the error.
But of course, every bit that you add increases the complexity and the time it would take for the, because you're hitting it over and over hoping that what you want to happen will happen. It's not going to happen every time.
Yeah.
You're sort of like, you know, just hoping to get lucky. I think the best case scenario was like, 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Worst case was 50 some hours.
Yeah.
So you're going to be somewhere in the middle there. And to flip one bit.
And that's so somebody that has a fairly high level of access to the system in the first place. So it's not super practical.
It's definitely never been seen in the wild and may never. But it's interesting.
It's interesting. It's still a thing.
Yeah. And I'm sure they'll get better at it, you know. We'll have Rowhammer 2 next year or whatever.
It's going to be fun when we start doing, when DRAM refresh cycles start changing the hashing pattern that's used to actually refresh things in the cell. So physically, different things are stored in the cell every refresh, but, you know, it's sort of decomposited back to the original bit pattern whenever it is actually retrieved.
It's a well-known truism that snitches get stitches. But in China, snitches get $86,000.
China is offering its citizens up to $86,000 to snitch on porn. So they sentenced an erotica writer to 10 years in prison, which that was actually international news. That was...
It's just a writer. We got to talk more about that. It was just text description of lesbianism. That's all. There were no pictures.
Yeah, 10 years.
10 years.
And that was for deviancy, I think.
Are they doing that with straight erotica as well?
Well, pornography at all is not allowed.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So, like, if she had been writing man on woman, would it...
I don't know.
Do you think they would have had such a harsh sentence on her?
It seems like they are really cracking down on the, you know, the non-mainstream sexuality, mm-hmm. certainly. But the crazy thing is, they will reward you. Now, it's not always $86,000, but you do get something every time it results in an arrest.
The article talks about distribution. So if you're distributing things, so presumably, I guess, you know, I don't know. I don't really know.
If you're a bookstore and like you happen to carry a book, like Fifty Shades of Grey, but translated, like
you get that room in the back.
Yeah.
You were talking about earlier about Tumblr, right? Like those people. Well, apparently those people are just in abject fear. You know, they're tweeting. It's like, if you have any of my stuff, please delete it. Because all they have to do is find one instance of it that you have your name on, and you're done.
That's a really scary time.
Yeah. Just some furry stuff that you did? Nope.
Dark timeline in China.
Ryan always tells me that I should use my illustrating powers for evil. And do like furry commissions. And like this story tells me I shouldn't do that.
Well, but this is the land of the free, Krista.
Land of the free. I'm not saying anything like China at all.
I'm not saying you should do it, you know, just because it's the thing to do. I'm saying people will pay you so much money to do it.
I just don't.
I don't think that I would naturally have thought about those really horrifying things.
There's a reason there's a clause on our Patreon when I wrote all the tiers. Like, I reserve the right to say no to your drawing request.
But that they also talk about in that article, they've, you know, interviewed some people and they're like, what kind of chump works? I don't work. I just sit around all day looking for weird stuff on the internet and turning it in, getting my rewards.
That's terrible. Kind of like society are you building where it's like you're constantly against your neighbor?
Well, what kind of society are you building when everything is under surveillance and you have a score?
Yeah.
Maybe this kind?
Oh, now would be a good time for the score story, but that's fine.
You know, the U.S. Is just like waiting to implement that themselves.
We're only one away from the score story, so we'll rearrange.
Yeah, it's like you were saying, it's like we're nothing like China. So there's this amazing story from Slate that's talking about the Department of Homeland Security has a problem when people come to the U.S. and they're maybe going to be naturalized or get a green card or whatever. How do we know if they're any good? Well, we're going to start looking at their credit score.
That's such a bad, especially someone coming from another country. It's like, who knows what horrible thing they're fleeing from?
Literally, yeah. The Slate headline is, your credit score is not a reflection of your moral character. But that's what DHS is going to do.
So here's the question. Let's say a Chinese national visits the West, right? So to get into the country, we look at their credit score. Do you think if they do anything weird while they're here, we'll report back to China? Because we're not really friendly with China right now. But we do seem to like this kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's data sharing, it's got to be quid pro quo, right?
One would think.
What does China get out of it?
Well, the more scary thing is this DHS thing applies not to Chinese nationals that would come to the U.S., but literally anybody who would come to the U.S. And it's like, let's use your credit score to figure out. It's like, oh, your credit is perfect. Yes, let's fast track your application for citizenry. That just seems something wrong with that.
You could be a perfectly good citizen of whatever country you're coming from, but you're just fleeing for some other reason, or you have a better business opportunity, or...
But there is the gamification of the credit score, because, you know, I'm going to be buying furniture for my house, and one of the furniture stores has 6 years, 0% interest. And it's like, I don't really need that financing, but I could probably improve my credit score.
Oh,
it's like,
gosh. What you sound like my boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Krista, you're the direct opposite. You completely ignore your credit score.
I do. I mean, I pay my debts, but I'm not looking to increase it artificially by buying furniture using credit I don't need.
Like, well, why wouldn't you? It's there for you.
I have the cash on hand. Well, I save for things I want.
If nothing else, the net present value of the cash is higher now than it is in 6 years from now.
There's also the opportunity cost, Krista. You can invest that money.
You could earn probably 2 or 3% without even really trying.
If you make 0.1% on a 0% loan. You're wrong about this
one. Speaking of things that is definitely wrong and maybe a crime against humanity, let's talk about this article from The Verge.
The robotics that no one asked for.
This chest-mounted robot feeding arm could stuff your face when you're too full to move. I think they missed on the headline here because this you gotta see the picture of this chest-mounted robot first. All right, so... You know, it's a couple with the chest-mounted robot thing. So get this. The robot has a camera on it, and it does facial recognition, and it will feed the other person if you aren't looking at it or you look unhappy.
I missed this story, and this looks like the alien.
Whoever's smiling gets the bite. But it's not very... it's not super accurate. Now, can you imagine...
This is the most romantic date I've ever thought of.
Can you imagine some 1984 stuff? Where it's like, you will smile, sir. You will smile or you won't eat. And, you know, and there's the robot just... Because they talk about if neither person is paying attention or smiling, the robot just sort of like...
Hovers
in between. It's like, who wants it? Who wants the delicious treat? Better smile.
I'm just imagining a cafe in China in about 5 or 6 years, and the AI, you know, Maitre D' is watching literally every group of people in the restaurant. And so there's a couple that's eating, and because they perfectly use their utensils and they use their napkin after every bite, and it's like a perfectly executed, choreographed whatever, it's like you get 10 extra points on your social score. And they're like, oh, we can finally buy a house now. This is amazing.
Those robots, though, I just...
They make no sense.
No.
There is no...
I guess maybe for a medical thing where it's like the we were talking about Lou Gehrig's patients where it's like they can't feed themselves or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought this article was going to be.
But it's just like a novelty.
That's not what they're building it for. Yeah. No. I guess you could convert it, but it's some sort of weird dating apparatus.
Dear sirs, did you know that your dating apparatus could actually improve humanity for other people rather than this other nonsense bullshit, whatever that you're working on? Because...
But it won't make me money if I just sell it to sick people.
Won't get the headline if it's not creepy robot feeder hand thing.
I would cover that story. That's a great story.
We covered the Lou Gehrig story.
Yeah, right. Well, Samsung. So, you know, a lot of people in the West might not realize, but Samsung basically rules South Korea with an iron fist.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They control basically everything that happens there. And they have a lot of factories, as you can imagine. Also, a lot of people might not realize they make cars, washing machines,
wrenches,
TVs. They make everything there. And they've had... a bit of a mea culpa.
Samsung apologizes to workers who had miscarriages and got cancer from factories. We have failed. So there's this big investigation, and this has been an ongoing thing for the better part of a decade. And it turns out that this is a pattern.
I think making displays was a big part of it, right?
Like, yes.
All those displays they were making exposed them to quite a lot of chemicals that you shouldn't be exposed to, at least not in that quantity.
Especially when you're pregnant.
Definitely not when you're pregnant. And so there's a lot of cancer and miscarriages, and they're just saying, sorry, which seems a little hollow.
We didn't know. We didn't. Well, they knew.
They probably knew.
They knew.
You think they threw in a free flat panel TV?
Well, they're not worth anything now. That would have been worth something 10 or 15 years ago.
Well, in India, they had a bit of a political row. And it seems like at the heart of it was a fax machine.
This one I missed.
What year is it?
I didn't understand what was happening.
Like, okay.
What?
Yeah.
So there is, the names in here, forget it. I can't keep them apart. Even the acronyms, I don't know what's going on.
I can pronounce Kashmir.
So there's a guy who's in power right now. But he gained power after the last leader left for some reason. So it's one of those situations where... You can take power by forming a coalition, right? So it's like if you have the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th ranked parties, but they all join together, they can jump to number one in power. So several of these coalitions were formed. Now, because of, you know, government technology, you have to fax in your application to form a coalition. This guy turned off his fax machine.
Feels political.
They were like... freaking out because it's whoever gets there first, because they both had like the same amount of coalition and they were tweeting furiously. They got a picture here,
but I don't understand like why that,
why so, such an inefficient system exists.
Well, it's the
why
government.
Is it written in English?
So this is the document that needs to be faxed,
like, because there's so many dialects.
And when this went in, the fax machine just wasn't working. Now this guy, actually his excuse is, I'm not going to accept these anyway. So it doesn't matter that the fax machine was broken. So.
Okay. So, but it's literally all it was. So they just turned off the, like, I didn't under, it's like, why does this have to be faxed?
Well, he says it was broken.
Mm. But another one.
But if it was broken, it was very convenient because it kept him in power. Long enough to announce that he wasn't going to accept their.
That seems like a little bit of corruption.
Maybe. And also, things that might be corrupted.
The Overwatch player base. A toxic Overwatch player has changed his ways after Blizzard explained his ban. I actually saw this Reddit post in real time.
You know what's not clear from this article is if they lifted the ban.
I think he was only banned for like a week, so I doubt that they did. Mm. It's unlikely. So this guy was like, I don't see why I was banned. So he contacted Blizzard support. He thought it was a mistake.
And I'm quoting.
Yes, read out what this guy told his teammates.
I'm quoting Googlebot. You guys are fucking terrible. Holy fucking shit. How can you be this high level and be this bad at every character? And he says, that's not okay to say. In hindsight.
Yeah.
In hindsight, maybe. And then someone in that thread, I don't know if it mentioned this in the article, but like in the thread, someone was like, not to be mean, but like, how old are you that you would be typing this kind of stuff in chat? And he was like, oh, I'm 30. I have a kid and a wife. And I was like, oh, no. I understand getting like upset at teammates, but I don't understand people who feel the need to like yell out in voice chat or even take the time to start typing in the middle of the match. Like, I don't understand it.
I think that was at the end of the match. Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not. Some people don't. Sometimes they don't wait. They just immediately start flaming.
But, you know, with respect to your question about did he get it back, that was actually the appeal. So he got banned, appealed.
Yeah.
And someone actually called him. And they were like, let's just go over your history real quick. And because he was faced with, you know, an aggregate of his hatefulness over the years, he sort of saw the light, I guess.
How do you not remember that, though? Like,
you'd be surprised. Yeah. I mean, we deal with it on the Level 1 forums from time to time. And it's why would anybody say this?
Why am I getting a temporary ban? And it's like, well, let me look over your file real quick.
And it's that, you know, the anonymity of the internet. You'll take it further.
I control. It's like, no, come on.
Every time there's an incident in the forum, we write a note. So that way everyone knows exactly what happened and what date it happened on.
Which we should not have to do.
We can see your history. I hate to have to say that, like I'm a teacher, but like we can see what you've done. We keep records.
And we will lower your social credit if you mess with us.
Joining the Patreon does not raise your social credit either.
You do get a check mark on the
forum. But you do get a check mark.
But we do like you more. Or at all. Well, Krista, of course, has recently adopted a dog. And I don't think anybody would accuse Rue of being too smart. But having a dog that's too smart could get you in trouble.
This guy was crushed to death by a forklift truck but driven by his pet dog. So first of all, this guy was 70 and he was laying a rock wall. 70 and laying a rock wall. That seems crazy.
What a stud.
I mean, he doesn't... When is that picture from? He doesn't look 70 at all.
This might have been a previous picture.
Well, he looks perfectly... Like, I think he's fine.
70. What has he been eating? Jesus. And, so he was outside the tractor or whatever this was, and the Jack Russell Terrier apparently hit a lever while he was in front of it, and that crushed him to death.
He apparently left it in neutral.
I didn't realize it killed him.
And it was a very simple flick of the switch to put it back into drive. Like, he left it running and ready to go. For convenience, probably, because who's going to mess with it, right?
Now that the machines have a taste of blood, they're coming for us all. This is your warning.
So, this was actually more horrific than it seems at first. So, what actually happened is once the dog kicked it into gear, he heard it moving, turned around, and that's when the wheel smushed him against the gate.
Oh.
So, no one knows how long he was there before he died.
That is terrible.
Listen, get a stupid dog. Don't get a smart
dog. Don't get a smart dog. Get a Roo in your life.
It might kill you.
Even, like, I've had a couple times where I've taken Roo somewhere, and like I'm like, oh, I need to get gas. I turn the car off and like make sure all the doors are shut and locked so that way Roo doesn't hurt herself or me.
If it was a family farm, I wonder if the coroner would let the family throw the guy into the biodiesel tank so that he could, you know, die the way he lived.
Well, that would be a very efficient use of a corpse, wouldn't it?
It would.
He might have signed his license. He might be giving away his organs.
Could you donate your organs squished to the bio bleeder?
No. If you are asphyxiated, there's nothing left that's usable.
No, he was. Well, I mean, like his lungs were just simply crushed. Yeah. So, yeah. Maybe. No, I think everything's damaged there.
Yeah.
Well, that was an excellent segue. We sort of walked on top of it.
The Guardian has this amazing, amazing headline that says, "Dead fish to power the cruise ships." Kind of like the farmer. The hypothetical farmer might power his biodiesel thing by becoming biodiesel himself from biological waste.
More impressed with this if they use the waste from the passengers, because once those things get out to sea, they're just dumping crap in the ocean.
You know, they actually might. Because the way this thing works is... It bleeds. So this is, we talked about this before. I think we talked about it recently, but it uses the gas that comes off. I think it's methane.
Yeah.
What, just rotting material.
Yep.
It bleeds it off. So in China, they actually use this with all of their farm waste and get the gas out of it. And then remember those dairy farms?
Mm-hmm.
Like the cow poop goes right in here and they heat the barns with it.
Yeah, you can, not just the biogas, but even the leftovers after that, you can get a lot of stuff that's useful for fertilizer and...
Yeah, it's like a slurry.
Yeah, secondary stuff. So it's actually like the act of processing it and getting the gas is just the first step toward recycling. So It's enough to power cruise ships, apparently, or at least to assist with powering cruise ships.
Well, the Norwegians figured out. They're like, you know what? We've got two huge industries. Fish processing, fisheries, and tree cutting. And guess what? Both of those create massive amounts of bio waste. So just throw them in the cruise ship. You know, let them rot. I bet that's a terrible job dealing with that.
Would you guys go on a cruise?
I think so. Even though the internet access is limited, it'd probably be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'm not sure if I would like someone telling. I mean, I know you can go wherever you want on the ship, but like, I wouldn't want to be on a tiny metal boat with.
Or well, they aren't boat. Tiny.
Yeah, they're
massive. They're
massive. All those other people and like.
There's not really even that like the density of people's not really more than like say a Las Vegas casino.
Yeah, and plus if you can just keep nighttime hours if you want.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different group of people.
If you've been on a cruise, tell us how it was.
Engagement challenge.
In the comments, because I'm kind of torn on whether or not I'd like one.
We're going to hear 500 descriptions of the Star Trek cruise. George Takei. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
George Takei will go on a cruise. Ooh. And just be trapped on a boat with those monsters for 2 weeks.
Probably makes a lot of money out of that.
It's
though.
Almost more than he can bear every time.
No, I think he loves attention so much.
Yeah, I think he would like it.
Yeah. Now, Shatner might throw himself off the side.
He only advertises cruise ships with that. Was it Priceline that he did the promotions with?
Yeah.
He claims he got screwed on that. Didn't that company get like 2,000% profit or something at some point?
Yeah, they did really well, and then they didn't do so well.
That was a good story. And he sold early, and I think he bought back in at the top.
Oops.
Well, let's talk about planes. Of course, we know that plane technology, we're always trying to get better planes. And we know that because China's stealing our turbofans. And it's a serious situation. So what do? Let's get rid of the turbines altogether.
The Guardian has a story about a plane here that has no moving parts, and it has taken flight. It's a carbon neutral air travel kind of thing. It looks like a glorified glider.
I mean, look how shitty it is.
You scrolled down and I was not impressed.
But the technology is kind of impressive. So you can see here, this is ionizing particles and pushing them from the front to the back.
When I was a kid, I built a toy like this out of some aluminum foil and wires and an old TV transformer. It's like with a high enough voltage, the thing would just sort of float in midair. But I never thought anybody would be able to make that efficient enough to actually produce wind with it.
Well, it's thrust because it takes the nitrogen out of the air and just pushes it backwards, which pushes the other wind particles. And now it doesn't work very well.
No, it didn't.
Not efficient,
Yeah, it's not great. But they did prove that this kind of thing is possible. Whatever, the space flight one turned out to be not true, right?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to push.
The M drive is probably not true. It was probably experimental error, but we did learn a little bit of new science out of that.
What's the nitrogen concentration toward the top? Does that go down or up?
I think it goes down.
So height, like flying high might be a difficulty for this kind of thing.
Could be, yeah. And ionizing that much air, that might not be the best idea.
But I'm sure we'll try it.
Would you ride on this plane?
Well, I don't think anybody's going
to
ride.
Well, say that they made a passenger version that you could go to Taipei in.
I don't think you could put a squirrel on this.
Listen.
That would add too much weight. Because I guess this is just all battery, right?
Yeah. It would probably be a lot quieter than a traditional plane.
That's what I was thinking. It'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, I don't think it makes any noise. Of course, you know, moving at speed through, you're always going to have some kind of sound.
Oh, yeah, just the air sound, yeah. Now, we always talk about China and AI, and they've got the AI in parts of Beijing that watch everything that you do, and like if you jaywalk, you get a ticket, and if you spit or eat on the subway, you know, all these things factor in and detract from your social score and things like that. Well, the CEO of a major company has been caught in with that system, and the headline is, AI mistakes a bus side ad for a famous CEO and has charged her with jaywalking.
Do you think she's upset about this?
Yeah, so the AI saw her on the side of a bus, and it was like, whoa, she just jaywalked.
And she jaywalked fast. Way too fast.
So isn't that hilarious? The AI is like, oh my gosh, the face recognition was good enough that it nailed her. I mean, it absolutely, you know, it's like, this person is in the ad, whatever, but she didn't jaywalk.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, these high fidelity images. Was it a digital ad or print?
I don't know. Doesn't say.
That'd be an interesting.
Yeah. But what if there was just a really reflective vehicle and it caught your reflection jaywalking? Now, she obviously has the means to get this, you know,
taken care of.
Plus, I'm sure her score is quite good.
Yeah.
But, you know, Joe Average gets caught in this. How hard is it for that person to undo or prove? I was like, no, this wasn't me.
Borderline impossible.
And I could see, I mean, if all you got to do is print a picture, what if I just print a picture of someone else?
Wouldn't you have to use your cell phone at that point and be like, check the logs. My cell phone wasn't in that area.
But you just hide behind it as you jaywalk.
Speaking of someone who got a speeding ticket because of a typo in their driver's license number, like something was off by one number and it happened to be somebody else, and then they were like going to take away my license. Yes, these things can happen, and it takes days to weeks to resolve.
But in China, I bet the bureaucracy is way worse.
Probably.
So you might never get it back. That's definitely a chilling tale when it comes to the social score. And a ridiculous tale when it comes to patents. I love that, you know, like a company knows that they have to just cast a really wide net with patents, and they will literally throw anything against the wall. And this one really cracked me up.
We should use this patent artwork on a piece of store merch.
Forget Ars Technica has, forget VR treadmills. Google has patented motorized omnidirectional VR sneakers. So Google's idea would cancel out walking locomotion and replace it with, you know, just you're basically moving in place.
Look how stupid this is.
They're like Heelys. Do you guys remember Heelys?
Yeah.
That was a little bit beyond the age that I would have had them, but I probably would have loved Heelys.
But you also have to look at these treads. This is insane. So the idea here is, you know, they have that circle, and the shoes are, the VR is aware of them the same way it's aware of, like, the little handheld things. And you can walk around freely, but your shoes are constantly moving you back to the center, no matter where you go. So if you're running in-game, those wheels are just working against the run. But I think most people have experienced putting on a pair of skates. It's very difficult to stay up. So if you have wheels working against you while you run, how do you not fall down?
That would be difficult.
I don't think there's going to be enough sensory data between how you intend to move from your musculature to the wheels to actually deal with that. Because the wheels could lock in place. Like, if the wheels were locked in place and you run, you are definitely going to move forward. So, but I think if the wheel starts to move when you don't expect it relative to your other foot, that will cause you to trip and fall.
It would have to, because what game are you standing still long enough to be recentered?
If they figured out the math for that, that should have been in the patent, and they should patent the bejesus out of that, but that's not in the patent.
Yeah, so
just those really cool diagrams.
Yes.
But the patent is enough to keep somebody from doing it.
I would think so, yeah. But the real patentable thing there would have been the math to do all that.
But if they could come up with that and you didn't fall down, it would be incredible.
That would be incredible.
Because now you have a video game.
Not going to work on carpet.
Well, you could, you know, you'll have like a little mat that you put down or something.
You think people who have this are going to have, you know, a crappy apartment with carpet? No. They have hardwood floors.
Yeah, because that's going to cost $5,000 and that's all they can afford.
Speaking of things that cost $5,000.
Well, not $5,000. Now, before we show the headline, let me just give you a laundry list here. All right? Are you ready?
Two luxury cars.
500 cows. Two luxury cars. Two bikes. A boat. Some mobile phones. We don't know how many. And $13,800.
What can you buy with that?
A 16-year-old bride from South Sudan.
It turns out this is the thing that happens in South Sudan, and Facebook facilitated it because that's how you do business in South Sudan.
Well, apparently. They have the marketplace on Facebook, and here in the States, that's commonly used to peddle old electronics or furniture or, you know, advertise a rental property you own, but I guess there it's...
This is new, never before been used.
So is she. So this the age of consent in Sudan is actually 18, so... This is for sure illegal, but it's sort of a local custom,
yeah.
And everybody just turns a blind eye to it.
Well, the Sudanese government said this was the type of dowry that occurs as prelude to marriage, but it sure looks an awful lot like some much less tasteful things that we've seen on eBay in the past here before.
Well, what's a dowry other than, I mean, that's basically what that is. Now, here's the thing, like, okay, you get sold as a child bride. That sucks. No arguing about that. You know, this she was the guy she was sold to. She will be his 9th wife. That sucks. Probably an older guy. But she can be proud. This is the highest value that's ever been paid for a child bride in Sudan. 500 cows.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of cows.
That's a lot of money, even here in the U.S.
Yeah. So. Ugh. That's the correct response, Krista, is ugh. But I don't, I wonder if the child brides themselves, do they feel like it's a horrible thing, or is it just like...
Well, let's see. You're marrying someone you don't know who's probably going to rape you repeatedly. You're not going to get any of the stuff that your husband got in the dowry, or vice versa, whatever.
But
you're not getting anything out of it, really, except for pain and suffering.
But you're setting your family up.
Who just sold you like livestock.
Now, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I'm saying, like, culturally, is it considered... I guess they just don't... Even if they thought it was terrible, they don't get a voice, so we'd never know.
Well, the South Sudanese government has not reacted. Like, it took Facebook 7 days to take this down. It was reported immediately, and they were like, well, we're the auction was like 3 days, and they didn't respond to it for like 7 or 10 days, which I think is unconscionable.
Well, they didn't go through like any sort of Facebook like payment system, but
yeah,
that
they listed it.
Yeah,
probably on the marketplace.
Facebook can say, oh no, this is not like, I mean, I know you guys are new to the internet and like the first world here, but that's not how we do things in society.
We usually just sell things like DVD players or, you know, old cell phones.
And it was, couch. There was no subterfuge. It was,
yeah.
I have this daughter. What will you give me for her?
Yeah.
So.
Yay, people using Facebook in the wrong way.
Well, that guy is a very rich man now, at least in cows, which... You know, hey, that's riches, right? But some people who aren't rich are millennials here in America. And it seems like Hasbro might be having a little fun with them.
I think the ad agency behind this, their days must be numbered because, like, the CNN article is amazing. It's Monopoly for Millennials is not about real estate because you can't afford it anyway, Hasbro has said through whatever agency.
It's so funny that you guys are poor, says rich company Hasbro.
Yeah.
Look at Mr. Pennybags. He's got the Insta Snap glasses, and he's taking a selfie, and he's got a coffee.
Yeah, they revamped Monopoly for millennials, but this is actually offensive.
It's
bizarre.
You don't ever acquire property in this level of, in this game of Monopoly.
Because you can't.
Because, of course, you're a millennial. You'll never have property. I, on the other hand, I'm getting some property. Suck on that, millennials.
In some definitions, you would be considered a millennial.
They do mention that there's a debate about where the cutoff year is, and I'm the year. So maybe I am, maybe I'm not. I'm Schrodinger's millennial. But it's just about having experiences here. So you land on an experience.
Oh.
And I don't know how that, like, how do you have to pay other players in that scenario? I don't know how that would work.
You don't pay him. You just offer to do freelance work for him. It's good exposure.
For the exposure.
That's how Hasbro would have it. The email was really horrifying. It talks about, I don't know, there was like millennial slang in there from the email response from the thing. It's just, oh yeah, adulting is hard when you're a millennial.
Yeah, they did like the meme stuff. Now they claim that a lot of the people who worked on this were millennials, and it's all in good fun.
Well, avocado toast is our fave. Ray-Bans are on fleek, and cameras something something, I don't know.
One of the little tokens you move around board is a hashtag. You can be the hashtag.
On fleek is used to describe eyebrows. This is trying so hard to be cool.
Well, who knows what any of this stuff means? I don't think Hasbro knows. I think they just sort of like put it all in a blender
And hope something would come out that
exactly
was fun and hip.
Well, CNN covered it.
And made Monopoly relevant again, because who likes Monopoly?
How else was CNN going to get free advertising on... I mean, how else was Monopoly going to get free advertising on CNN without this level of nonsense?
Well, the millennial picture is bad in America, let's admit. But it could be worse.
It could be Japan.
Our next story, we literally predicted the day that we covered it.
Let's just get the headline out of the way. Well,
let's show the picture.
Let's take a look at this gentleman. So here's the guy. He's having a wedding, and he is marrying this lady right here.
You might think that that's like some sort of cute wedding prop, but no, that's the bride.
That is. Well, that is a representation of the bride. Because she, in fact, lives at his home as a hologram.
It's Hatsune Miku, as we report. It's Gate Blocks. And the company that makes that actually issues marriage certificates. They've issued 3,700 marriage certificates, as a matter of fact.
They are not binding.
It's just a
thing. So this guy apparently has always been shy and bad with women. But he was working, and there was like a really domineering female manager.
That's what he explained, yeah.
Yeah, and she crushed his spirit to such an extent that he vowed never to be with a three-dimensional woman. And instead bought his gate box and has been faithful, he says, to Hatsune Miku since then.
I think we could probably all relate to that, but that's not the answer. Hatsune Miku is not the answer.
I can't relate to that.
You can't relate. Who can relate to having their spirit crushed by someone, a manager who probably was getting on to him for valid reasons?
Well, Krista, you've crushed some spirits. Yeah. What if you found out that you drove somebody
to the arms of Hatsune
to a 2D marriage?
I think that person had pre-existing problems that I probably, whatever I said probably didn't help or change anything. I think that they were going that direction regardless.
Oh my goodness. So it turns out, did you say how many marriages they had issued?
3,700.
3,700 marriage certificates.
This now, is that why thing, they're not replacement rate in Japan.
That thing came out, what, like 2 years ago, a year ago?
We covered it when it came out.
And it's been like not more than 2 years.
Yeah. We predicted is like this actually took longer than I thought it would happen. Or, well, I mean, presumably
first time we've heard it covered in English speaking news.
I would like to know that if somebody is like, can you know, email Gate Blocks, like when was the first time they issued a marriage certificate? Like, what was that day? Was
well,
it was a week, a month after it was made?
Whoever the first guy was, you know, I mean, that's smart of them to do. It cost them nothing.
Well, probably they got the email and it was like, holy crap, guys, we didn't even think about that. And it took them a month or two to spool up the whole service. And then it's like, yeah, we can do that. Here's give some money.
So
they weren't planning to do that. It just happened.
This guy invited his entire family. No one showed up.
No one showed up.
But he did have 40 guests, though. And I wonder who those were. Those just other
people that are into that.
You think Gatebox?
Oh, they're probably all met on Tumblr.
Gatebox, they were having the Monday morning meeting, and they were like, anybody that's free this weekend, you got to go to this wedding. It's one of our best customers.
They might have a forum or something associated with it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I just got my Hatsune Miku. And it's like, oh, I love her, too. And then, like, you can just talk about your wives.
That's interesting that you bring up that, because he made it clear his marriage is only to his version of her.
Yeah.
So other people can, of course, marry her, and it would not be infidelity on her part. Also of interest, he walked through his day. So she wakes him up, sends him to work. He calls her throughout the day to talk to her on the phone from work. When he's coming home, he calls her, and she, like, you know, has the apartment ready with all the lights on and everything. And then she tells him when to go to bed.
How lonely. That's so sad.
But, I mean, she runs his life like a real wife. Like, she tells him exactly what to do, and he just happily does it.
That's not a partnership. That's, like, that's just bizarre on so many levels.
I do like the other stat from the article, which was in 1980, only 1 in 50 men had never married by the age of 50. And that figure is now 1 in 4.
This is in Japan?
In Japan.
Yeah, Japan, they're not replacing their population quick enough.
Well, marriage is a ridiculous thing. But that I think not being married and only dating 2D women, that's a much larger step to do the latter.
Yes.
Well, that's the last story.
Women today want too much. Like, they expect me to actually clean my house instead of just live in filth. I'm going to get this virtual assistant instead.
Post pics of your waifu on the level 1 forum.
No, please don't. We have enough of that already.
Did you...
No plot.
If you look at the comments.
Oh, I'm sure the comments were absolutely awful.
Oh, look who's defending it.
who could have guessed?
We got a lot of those people on the forum, I'll tell you that.
Oh, that's so unhealthy.
The mind reels. The mind really does reel.
It's so unhealthy.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Bye. Make a human relationship. Bye.